Lockroom chats continuing here on KMZA as we talk Axtell basketball, joined by boys head coach, that is Jason Tynan. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. No game on Tuesday. You've had a little bit of time to reflect on the Twin Valley League tournament this past week. A 1-2 stint there, lost to Troy, a win over Blue Valley, and then a loss to Clifton Clyde in the fifth place game. When you go back, kind of assess your team's performance in the tournament last week, what were some of the few key takeaways there?
Definitely, I thought our defense did a phenomenal job. Good job of improving and getting better. I think we were able to take some things away against each team and force tough shots. And all the teams that we played, we held them to below their season average in field goal percentage, so that's a good thing. Takeaways. You hit a tournament and you don't shoot the ball well, usually you come out of there with a 1-2 record. We just didn't shoot the ball well all week, minus the Blue Valley game where we shot a lot more. We got out and transitioned a little better and shot some more layups. But shooting the ball outside of 10-15 feet, we're really struggling. So that's kind of the thing that we're going to focus in on this week, is trying to get better quality shots and get our confidence back to shoot the ball.
Yeah, and you kind of touched up on my next point with the little bit of extra rest. No game on Tuesday this week. It was going to be just kind of how you've spent these extra days in practice and some key things you're just trying to work on to improve on.
Yeah, it's just that execution. And I'm not displeased with. I think we're taking good shots. We just have to make step up and hit them. And I mean, you get confidence by seeing the ball go through the hole. And I think it's in some of our guys' head a little bit, but the only way to kind of fix a broken shot is to get in the gym and get shots up and feel confident with it. But we definitely have to do a better job of, finishing around the rim sometimes when we're struggling. And so that's kind of a focus this week, too. Against Clifton Clyde, we had about two or three looks that we missed, and then we ended up getting fouled on them, and they should have been in one place, which are kind of huge momentum pieces to it. And then we missed those, and then we went to the free throw line. We didn't shoot very well from the free throw line. I think we had 10-25 against Clifton Clyde, and so you don't shoot well from the outside, and you don't shoot well from the free throw line. You're looking to score 28 points, and so hopefully we get some confidence there, and we can get back to the grind and hit some shots going down the stretch here as we head into February.
Yeah, coming down the home stretch indeed, and you get back to it on Friday. You step out of the TVL for a quick game against Riverside, and take a look at this Riverside team. They're 5-7. They're coming off a loss to Holton on Tuesday. You know, how much scouting have you done on this Riverside team? What kind of ball game can you ultimately expect this week?
Looking at them on film just a little bit, and I kind of watched them early in the season against Troy and D-West. They got some size inside, and they got some quickness in their guards. So they present a challenge a little bit. It looks like they like to get the ball inside, so we're going to have to definitely have good interior defense and be able to rebound the basketball. I like to see us push transition a little bit, maybe get some of those bigs tired, wear them out so they're not so effective on the offensive end. But they look like a solid team, and anytime we've played them, it's kind of always been a dogfight. So look forward to the challenge. I think the boys are ready to get back to playing, so I think we have a good shot, and we'll get ready for them today and tomorrow in practice and have some success.
There's Jason Tynan, Axtell boys basketball coach, joining us here on our locker room chats as they get back to it Friday with a non-league game at home against Riverside. Coach, as always, thank you so much for joining us this week. Good luck on Friday, and we will do it again next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.